Hey, do click follow button for MSME Talk on the platform where you are listening to get notification for the next episode release.
Did you know how Chennai became the Detroit of India? Well, Detroit, for starters, is the hub of automobile industry in the US. It is the home to the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, who at different points of time had almost over 90% of market share in the US. According to Chrysler's report, SME's share in auto sector is around 25 to 30%.
This is episode number 36 of MSME Talk on MSMEs in auto industry of India. Welcome back to MSME Talk podcast. For micro, small, medium enterprise businesses and startups, MSME Talk bring value addition guidance, products, services, industry experts and information to scale up and build unshakable, long-lasting business. So please don't miss to hit follow or subscribe button. Also, do sign up for newsletter for more information and update. Link given in description.
Hello MSME Talk listeners. I am Swapnil, your today's host, in-house economist and researcher at MSME Talk. We are exploring opportunities for MSMEs in auto industry in the current scenario. But before that, let me take you through the journey of last 75 years of MSMEs in the Indian auto industry. And yes, before that, a small reminder to subscribe for our newsletter. Link is given in the description. Did you know how Chennai became the Detroit of India? Well, Detroit, for starters, is the hub of automobile industry in the US. It is the home to the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, who at different points of time had almost over 90% of market share in the US. So, now let us talk about India's Detroit, that is Chennai. It began in the 1950s and the 60s. During those years, North Chennai saw many ancillary and component units from groups like TVS, Rane Group, etc. The TVS Group developed an industrial zone on the outskirts of Chennai, which eventually was known as TVS Nagar. In the 90s, after liberalization, Ford and Hyundai set up their plants in Chennai. The city had these advantages: engineering colleges, especially IIT Madras, business-friendly policies, and decent air and waterways connectivity. As the OEMs, that is, original equipment manufacturer, grew, the auto ancillary sector also started proliferating. And that's how this cluster got developed. But many forget that the MSMEs have been the lifeline of this industry then and even now. The contribution of MSMEs changed with the trends and developments within the industry. In the period between 1950 and 1980, like every other industry, the auto industry too was heavily government regulated. There were hardly a handful of companies. The government decided how many cars a company can produce. Designs were limited, and a lot of focus was on indigenization. In this phase, MSMEs got involved in the job work kind of manufacturing. In the 90s, with the new industrial policy, everything changed. We started focusing on efficiency as we opened this sector for private as well as foreign players. We checked the policy of indigenization and started importing many parts. This gave MSMEs a scope to become non-critical parts suppliers. Even LPG or natural gas became popular during this period. Earlier, there were only petrol and diesel cars. Then, in the early 2000s, the industry was fully de-licensized, 100% FDI was allowed, and we started becoming a demand-driven market. The auto component sector turnover increased from 534 billion rupees in FY06 to 1.4 trillion rupees in FY11. That's almost 20% CAGR in 5 years. We also started exporting our products. MSME's role in this decade has been remarkable due to growth in overall demand from Indian consumers, export markets, as well as increased significance of component industry. During this phase, robotics was introduced in manufacturing and we progressed in fuel efficiency too. From 2010 onwards, we have been unstoppable in some ways. India became the third largest automobile producer in the world. Our ambitions became global. We started exploring different materials and processes in manufacturing. In the past decade, many steps regarding safety, efficiency, and emission standards have been taken. At the same time, we took baby steps in electrical vehicles as well. We also saw a decline in diesel cars. Its share dropped from 50% in early 2010s to 25% in 2019. We also saw a rise in shared mobility through startups like Uber and Ola. Every step entailed newer opportunities for MSMEs to innovate. They became leaders in part designing and manufacturing in this entire ecosystem. Now, with the Automotive Mission Plan 2026, the Government of India aims at making the Indian automobile industry one of the top three in the world in terms of engineering, manufacturing, and exports of vehicles and components. It wants to raise the contribution of this industry to India's GDP from 7% to 12% and at the same time generating an additional of 65 million jobs. According to CRISIL's report, SMEs' share in auto sector is around 25 to 30%. So imagine how much bigger MSMEs can get if the entire auto industry gets a push. But the auto industry has been riding on a rough path even before the COVID. Let us go through some figures before we dive into our next section. In financial year 2018-2019, we produced about 3 crore vehicles, all kinds. And we haven't yet recovered from the slowdown. In FY23, we manufactured slightly less than 2.6 crores. Same is the case with domestic sales, 2.6 crores in FY19 and now down to 2.1 crores in FY23. And we can see that the major impact has been in the two-wheeler segment. Production is down by 5% CAGR and sales by 7% CAGR. What's happening with auto components industry? Surprisingly, the industry size has grown from 3.9 trillion rupees in FY19 to 5.6 trillion rupees in FY23. However, it is one of the investment-starved sectors. According to ADB's report published in 2021, from FY01 to FY11, investments did not grow at all. It was 0% flat. Over and above that, between FY11 and FY20, investments declined by 3.9%. So, there is immense potential in this sector where MSMEs contribute a lot. Now, let us have a look at 5 overall trends that are impacting the automotive industry according to a KPMG report. First, consumers are now more demanding, which means their expectations, awareness related to products, and their spending capacities have changed. Reports suggest that SUVs and luxury car segment is now growing more than the smaller cars. Second is the disruptive impact of technology. Third, regulatory environment, for example, emission norms. Fourth, mobility infrastructure. Infrastructure related to EVs and investments in roads and highways can change the landscape altogether. Fifth, interconnected global industry. Shift in economic power to countries like India or Indian companies going global, supply chains, all these things can come together and change the entire sector. So all these things will have some impact on the auto industry. They will also trigger existing businesses, but also pave various opportunities for MSMEs. In the next part, we will be talking about emerging opportunities for MSMEs in auto industry in the current scenario. Tell us, how did you like this episode? If you have still not subscribed for MSME Talk podcast, don't miss to hit subscribe or follow button now. Also, our newsletter is not to be missed as it holds much more information apart from the podcast. See you soon. Thank you.
Hey, if you like the information shared on the podcast, why don't you give some good reviews to us on Apple or Spotify? Through this episode, I hope you would have got some answers to your queries and guidance for way forward. Do share your learnings from the episode, your feedbacks and suggestions. If you are an entrepreneur and have questions from experts or any particular topic or profile of expert you want to hear, or if you are an industry expert with MSME as a target audience, do reach out to us. Our link is given in description. And at last, please do subscribe for MSME Talk Podcast and don't forget to share the podcast link with your friends, family and network. Take care. Goodbye. Happy to share MSME Talk Podcast and the Speak Ranking Chart of 10th country in the Apple Podcast country level entrepreneurship category. If you are an expert or provide product or services to small businesses, MSMEs and startups, reach out to us to discuss showcase opportunity on MSME Talk. Contact details given in description.